There was an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun that stopped everything for me. I could not stop reading it and sharing it. Written by Dr. Alan Massey, an epidemiologist and biomedical researcher at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Let me just lay out the title, and then I will invite Dr. Massey to chime in. I attended a party along with 14 other vaccinated people. 11 of us got COVID. Dr. Massey, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hi there. I'm doing great, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So your op-ed was alarming, to say the least. So why don't I have you start at the beginning of how we got to this point. Talk about the party and about finding out that you had COVID.
Sure. So first of all, like everyone else, when the vaccine came out, I was very excited to get it. And I was able to get the vaccine in the late winter of this year. And past that point, then I started to worry much less for myself about the risk of COVID-19. And then as time went on, more and more of my friends got vaccinated. Then we started, sometimes meeting without our masks, going to each other's houses as per the CDC guidelines. And for this particular party, I had a friend who hosts a musical jam every week. I'm a musician and singer, and so she had get-togethers every Tuesday, and she was very explicit that it was for vaccinated people only. We did this before the pandemic, and then it didn't happen for a year or so. And we started getting together, and the guideline is that we didn't have to worry about anything at all, and so I felt very secure. So I attended this gathering. I was at the house for about 4 hours. And then apparently the next day, one member of our group felt sick. And the following day, she got tested for COVID, and she was positive. So she let us all know right away. And I will say that I'm very grateful that she got tested right away and that she told all of us right away. So when I heard that, then I started isolating from my family right away. I left work early. But I still wasn't really that worried because I figured that this was a fluke and that I would wait it out for a few days and be fine. Then as time went on, I started to hear that some of my friends were having symptoms. I started to feel under the weather. There was a day or so where I thought, maybe I'm just tired, maybe I'm imagining it because it's so nerve-wracking. But the party was on a Tuesday. By about Saturday, I was feeling pretty bad, and I got COVID test on that Sunday, 5 days after my exposure, and it was positive. And I have talked to all of my friends that were there, and it ended up being the case that including the original person, 11 of the 15 adults there were positive.
So you wrote in this op-ed, you said, I'm an epidemiologist at a major medical research university, which has a dedicated COVID exposure hotline for staff. I called it, and workers said I didn't need to do anything.
So as the op-ed says, I'm at Johns Hopkins, and I do research at the School of Medicine. I've actually been involved with some COVID research myself. Our research is mostly around organ transplantation, of which I'm not one. But Hopkins, since the beginning, has taken COVID very seriously for employees as well as for patients and other people coming there. So they have a dedicated hotline for anyone who thinks that they might have been exposed. And so one of the things that I did was I called that number. This was as soon as I heard that my friend had tested positive, and they said, do you have any symptoms? And I said, no. It was still 2 days after the exposure, and I felt perfectly fine. So they said, you don't need to do anything. And so, in fact, when I left work early and I isolated from my family, I was doing more than the guidelines were saying at the time I needed to do. I thought I was being overly cautious, but it turned out not to be the case.
Now, with your case of COVID-19, I know if you have the vaccine, you have a milder case. What type of symptoms have you been dealing with?
Sure. So fortunately, about a group of 11 people, nobody's been hospitalized, nobody's had a really serious case. Most of us at this point are 100% better, including me, which is very nice. And it was an older group of people, so I think that that's very likely the vaccine helped us out. Having said that, a mild case of COVID is still no fun. I had really bad fever and chills for a couple days. You know, I was isolated from my family, so I was all by myself. I had very little energy. It was hard to get out of bed. And I just felt, you know, very drained and depleted. It's basically like a pretty bad case of the flu.
Okay.
And for me, that lasted for about 4 days, and then I started to slowly get better.
Now, I want to ask you, since you are kind of on an upswing here, as an epidemiologist, someone who has a different lens than most lay people use when they're looking at COVID-19, because you've been vaccinated, because your case is so mild, is it something that vaccinated people, just in your opinion from your experience, is it something we need to really be worried about?
Sure. I mean, I think that if people who are vaccinated, I think, can know that if they get sick, they're less likely to develop into a really serious case that would take them to the hospital. So I think that there is some degree of safety there. But at the same time, what I learned from this outbreak is that it is more infectious than we thought. And one thing I think about COVID is that it's constantly changing. You know, 2 months ago, then there was very little incidence in Maryland or really in the country. It seemed like it had the same width. And now case counts are increasing even among vaccinated people. Some vaccinated people are getting hospitalized. And so I think one of the main messages of our outbreak is that COVID is changing over time. We have to adapt with it. So what's true this month may not be true next month or in a couple months.
So where do you stand on mandating the vaccine? We know that in order to reach herd immunity, that just this magical number, at one point it was like 65%, and then Dr. Fauci said 75%, and I heard 90% earlier today. So where are you, based upon your experience and how fast and how transmissible this new mutation is, do you think we should continue going down the road where it looks like we're going to be mandating vaccines at some point?
So, you know, the question of a mandate is partly a political question. I think everyone who can get the vaccine should get the vaccine. You know, I got it myself. I'm still very glad that I did. And I recommend it to all of my friends and family. I think that there's lots of areas where we have to balance, you know, what everybody should do and people's ability to make their own decisions. So cigarettes are very bad for you, but we don't outlaw them. And,
right.
So I'm not sure about the political and the rights trade off mandate, but I know that a lot of businesses are requiring it for employees. And I think that if you are a public-facing business, I think that that makes a lot of sense. Already our schools require vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella. And so I think that the question of whether or not to mandate is not only a health question.
Right.
And people's rights have to be respected. But I also think that it's not purely a personal choice, because when I vaccinate, then I make the people around me a little bit safer also.
Now, in thinking about this in terms of parenting, because our overall topic today is parenting in the age of COVID. So since we are unable to have our children, if I'm not mistaken, it's 11 and under, actually get vaccinated, what is your recommendations for parents who are struggling about sending their children back to school where teachers, many of them, will be vaccinated, but none of their classmates will be?
Well, I think it's a big concern, and I think, you know, for children, the harms of not going to school are another consideration, right? I mean, our kids have been having online learning, and I think particularly for young kids, that just doesn't work as well. So I know that Baltimore County, where I live, is currently planning on an in-person school year. And I think that that's probably for the best. I have one daughter and myself who's in high school, and then a son who's in college. They're both old enough to get the vaccine. But I, now that we are seeing that there are some vaccinated people who are getting sick, then I certainly hope that my kids will remain masked in the classroom. You know, in the classroom, you're sitting with a lot of people for a long period of time, and the vaccine is just going to be part of a strategy. For kids that are under the age of 11, I think even more so it's important for them to wear a mask to keep themselves safe and to keep their families safe at home. And in my observation, you know, kids seem to be very good about wearing the mask, more than a lot of adults, surprisingly. But I, you know, I see kids in my neighborhood and just around the city all the time playing outdoors with masks. Mm-hmm. You know, friends that I have that have young kids, they, you just tell the kids the mask is what you do. And I think that any kid that's old enough to go to school is old enough to wear a mask. And I certainly think that's the best way to protect their health and the family, too.
So what about booster shots? Now, one of the things about getting a booster, and I was looking at what the World Health Organization stated earlier about even wanting to put a stop on booster shots for Americans until the rest of the world at least vaccinates 10% of their population. What do you think about booster shots?
Well, first of all, we don't know for certain if booster shots are going to work. I think that there are studies undergoing that are underway right now to look at the validity of booster shots, and I'm involved in planning one study similar to that. I think it's important to answer those questions and find out what the use of a booster shot is. I know that there are some countries that are just opening the floodgates and saying, well, let people try it. What harm can it do? And it probably won't do any harm, but I think that we need to know at least what the benefit is of a booster so that we can help make those decisions. As to the question of, you know, the trade-off of letting people in some countries get boosters when there isn't enough vaccine for the entire world, now, again, I would say that's not purely a health question. That's partly a political question and outside of my expertise. My hope is that we'll be able to make enough vaccine for everyone. But at the same time, if booster shots do end up being required and it turns out that they provide a substantial additional benefit, then I would ideally I would want our policymakers to try to make boosters available for us in America, while also being able to export to countries that can't manufacture themselves.
How about passport, these kind of vaccine passports? Like we see what's happening in New York, where they're now saying you need to have your vaccination card out, not just to go into a gym, right? But if you want to go get something to eat, if you want to go to any kind of entertainment, and that might become at least the standard in countries that are further up north, right? I'm not sure if down in Florida, where the governor's saying, no, you can't have kids wear masks, I don't think they're going to implement any type of vaccine passport. But we're looking at how this is shaping up, where it's now becoming, it looks like a state-by-state battle at this point.
Well, I think that's another situation where you have to think about the balance between protecting everyone and, to some extent, giving people the right to make their own mistakes. But, you know, if I was in a business where I was facing customers all day, I would feel a lot better about it if the customers coming in were vaccinated. And if I go into a restaurant or any kind of business, I'm going to feel better if I know the people that I'm talking to are vaccinated. Actually, speaking personally, since I just had COVID, right now I personally am not that worried. But, you know, in general, I think that it's good for businesses and facilities like schools and hospitals to have the ability to require that for the safety of their own employees. When you start to talk about public facilities, you know, that are government-run, like a library, public schools, government offices, that sort of thing, I think you have to think a little bit more about the trade-off. But if I see that, you know, a restaurant is, you know, requiring vaccination, if there is a good way for them to implement it, then I think that's all for the good.
Well, in the last couple of minutes I have left, I'm thinking about Lollapalooza, which had like upwards of maybe 100,000 people over 3 days. I know Barack Obama just canceled his party, but that he was going to have 700 people there. You were at a house with 15 people. Given that you contracted COVID, do you think that people should not be gathering at all?
I definitely am going to change my behavior going forward. It's very hard to say don't gather at all because we're human beings. And, right. We draw strength from the other people around us, and it's hard to isolate. At the time, we thought we were safe, and my understanding of these things has changed a lot in the past couple weeks. Certainly, if we were going to have this gathering again, we either would have kept our masks on or have it outside if the weather is nice, which it is right now, and maybe both. At the end of the day, most of us are going out some of the time and kept going to get our groceries even when we didn't have a vaccine and when we didn't know the situation. But I think we need to think about common sense ways to protect ourselves and each other. And I do think that if you're going to meet up with someone indoors that isn't in your family, then masking is a good way to have that extra layer of protection. I don't love wearing a mask. I was happy when I put it away after I was vaccinated, but it seems like we need it again, and at the end of the day, it's not that big a deal,
Right.
You can sit and have a conversation with your friend and just keep masks on and stay a little bit apart from them.
Back to what we were told in the beginning, right? The social distancing, wearing your mask, and I think to even remind people to wash their hands feels like we're going the wrong direction. I'm just assuming they're still doing that.
I hope people are
I
doing
hope so.
I think it's definitely time to be vigilant. And I heard you saying at the beginning, case counts are up right now in Maryland, then, our infection rate is growing really rapidly right now. So I don't think it's necessarily going to be this way forever. COVID has come and gone in waves, and someday this wave is going to recede too. But we just need to be vigilant. We need to stay up on the latest updates, and we need to change as the virus changes.
Well, then my last question for you, I'm thinking about Florida, Texas, Missouri, all the states that are in an upward slope. As an epidemiologist, as you look out at what's going on, do you have a sense of when we're going to come through this, right? So last year we asked a question, nobody knew. We got into the fall, nobody knew. We got vaccines, people were like, oh, no, we're on our way out. But I feel like we are back in this thing now. Do you have a sense that the wave is starting to turn, or it's still too soon to tell?
Well, for now, we are back in this thing, and I feel a lot different than I did a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I think for the time being, we are very much in it, and we need to, we need to do what we can to protect ourselves. I think, as the virus continues to evolve, I certainly hope that the companies that make vaccines are looking at tweaking those and coming up with vaccines for the new variants. People have been speculating for a long time that this might turn into something like the flu, where you get your annual COVID shot.
Right.
And I think that would be an okay model. I don't think that we are going to live with this thing forever, but we need to be prepared to live with this thing for a little while longer, at least.
Oh, wow. Well, Dr. Alan Massey, epidemiologist, biomedical researcher at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, had an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun yesterday entitled, "I attended a party along with 14 other vaccinated people. 11 of us got COVID." How are you doing at this moment? Are you better, sir?
I am all better. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Parenting.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Parenting in the age of COVID. We just heard from an epidemiologist and biomedical researcher who laid out for us what some of us would say is our greatest fear, where I said, it feels like we're right back in the middle of this thing. And he said, yes, we are. We are right back in the middle of this thing. This is Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise-Wyatt. When we come back, let's open up the lines and let's hear from you.